Welcome back to the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host Khalid, and my guest today is the lovely, wonderful Anna, and we talk about her journey into fitness, health, yoga, living in Poland, and then moving to the UK, getting through depression with working out, with getting body and mind into a good place, and many more things. Stay tuned.
Hello, how are you doing? Hope everything's good.
Hello.
Hope you're okay. I appreciate you for taking the podcast today. It definitely means a lot for me.
It's my pleasure, honestly. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. And yeah, I would just say we can start. Tell the people who you are and a little bit about your background.
So my name is Anna. I'm Polish. I was born in Poland. And I'm living in England in a beautiful coast by the sea. So I've been working as a personal trainer for 15 years now. And just 5 years ago, maybe, I went for the first... Hello?
Yeah,
for the first yoga class. Amazing. And it has literally changed my life. So very, very quickly, I followed that path, and I traveled to India multiple times. And yeah, just it has completely transformed my life. And I'm still hungry for yoga, to learn, to study more. And that's basically me.
That's awesome. Yeah. And before we go in all these details, because there's definitely a lot to talk about, how did you get into fitness, sport, and health? Were you always as a kid even interested in some movement, some type of sports, or how did that all start?
Oh, it's a very, very interesting story. So basically, as a child and as a teenager, and all the way up till I was 23, I've never done any sports. I was the most clumsy, chunky girl in a class. If it was any sports event, I would be chosen as the last one to go ahead. So my world was all about art, writing, poetry. Everyone was thinking I'm going to be a writer or... and I always knew I will be teaching something. I didn't know what it was, but I followed my path of an interest, and I kind of like was studying languages, and I went to the university to do my master's degree in literature. Mm-hmm. And I was literally reading thousands and thousands of books every year. And then out of the nowhere, I got really strong depression. Mm-hmm. So that the whole transformation has got the reason. And yeah, so I had a really, really strong depression. I was in a hospital, and my reality was not in this world. I could literally see and feel the things that were not existing. I had paranoia and anxiety. So I had loads of help and therapy at the hospital. It was a day hospital. And part of the therapy was I was put under any medication. And you know, like my mom, bless her, she did the best she could have with the knowledge she had.
Of course.
So she was thinking that was the best thing for me. She had no kind of like holistic background, or obviously she followed this mainstream pattern. And yeah. I was under very, very strong medications as well. So I was very big, very chunky, very insecure at the hospital. And a part of the therapy we had, lot of different therapies, was they were taking us to the specialist who was doing some sort of exercise with us. Obviously, I was like an elephant, but at the hospital, they've noticed that my eyes were a bit more alive when I was moving a bit. So obviously there were all the stress I had inside of me. It's been released with a bit of a movement, whatever I could have done at that state I was at that time. And so my recovery was slow but consistent. They were minimizing the amount of medications. Mm-hmm. And after I was released from the hospital, then I joined the fitness center for a very easy, the easiest class I could have. Like, I still remember, like, it was once a week, and then I started feeling better. So there was two times a week. And and all of a sudden, like, I started losing weight. I started feeling better. I did full recovery. Obviously, I still had support, like, psychologically. But that was the start of the path towards my health and fitness from the holistic side. And obviously, I knew at that time the exercise, it has to be a part of my life. And mm-hmm. and it has changed my life. And obviously, I did still finish my university. I did manage to get my master's degree. But then I knew that being a teacher is not what to do. So yeah, and still in Poland, like, I was doing my fitness class, and then one of the instructors said to me, "Oh, you've got this lovely energy," and hello, I can see you, that you frozen. Can you still hear me? Hello.
Ah, okay, there you are. I can hear you. I can see you. Okay, good. Yeah, it was just breaking up for a second.
I know, it has.
No, it's all good, but you're back now.
yeah, and then one of the fitness instructors of the classes I was going to, he said, "Oh, Anna, you've got such a great energy. You will be a perfect fitness instructor." So again, just I did completed like the basic first fitness instructing in Poland, so I was able to teach the classes, and then I chose to leave Poland. Yeah. and then the different story starts.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's definitely awesome. So how many years are you into fitness now?
So basically, my depression was when I was 23, and slowly I started building up my fitness. So I would say that was the start when I started moving my body and becoming aware more of the food and exercise. And then I left Poland when I was 25. And being the first year, obviously my language was still not good enough, but then I did personal training in London. And yeah, so I would say from the age of 26, 27, I took it very seriously. And because of my experience and how much the exercise helped me mentally, I knew that this is what I want to share with people, that this is what I want to teach.
Yes, so that's so important, because a lot of people, they suffer from anxiety and depression. And I always knew and always also told people there's a big connection between exercise and having a functional brain. And even for brain diseases like Alzheimer's and stuff like that, it definitely helps, like, because you can always see that when people move, it's just good for them. It's just joy.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
That's why your story is so impressive, because I can imagine it was not easy for you and you still got through that. And now look at you. You look amazing. Your shape is perfect.
No,
you help a lot of people. So
Thank you so much.
You're yes. very welcome. And now you help a lot of people. So that's why it's definitely very important to share that story.
Absolutely. So, when I was suffering from depression, that was obviously back in a days, the topic of mental illness, that someone can be mentally ill, it was still very embarrassing. So to that
Yes.
point that literally most of my family didn't even know what I was going through. And now I'm very happy that the world is opening and it's more accepting, and it's like mental illness or awareness is getting bigger, and then we more
Yes.
accepting towards people who are suffering, and we are more open, and I think yeah, that more helpful towards people. So and yoga, I think that's why I found such a connection, that yoga really helps to connect with who we really are, and bring shifts our awareness inwards rather than what is happening on the outside. So I found that the gym environment was, and don't get me wrong, I still personal train my clients, but and then the physical aspect is still important, but I think it was when I was working in the gym, it was too much of how do you look, and I was like never 100% happy with myself, because I was always comparing myself with other girls, like I've got too much body fat, I've got too much this, it's this constant pressure, to look good, whereas in yoga is more, the breath, the awareness, and this inside work.
Yes, definitely. Yoga changes a lot and helps a lot of things, and not just your flexibility, mobility, but just the overall picture. But for me, I always see like it's because for martial arts, that's a good thing about that. It's a combination of everything. It's a combination about flexibility, but at the same time, you learn skills and grow your confidence, but also you get stronger because of all the exercises. So it's a mix. You really have everything in
Absolutely.
it, and that's why for me it was perfect. And of course, I also do yoga, flows into my stretching or my sessions as well. But a lot of times it's anyway
Amazing.
just stretching. So yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, it is, and it's not, my idea. Before I very randomly entered the yoga class, not having an idea what it's gonna be like. My idea was that yoga is for old people. It's like a little bit of a stretch, like, and when I went, well, it's Ashtanga. When I practiced, I was blown away. I was like, whoa, what just happened? Like, this is such a strong, powerful practice, and it requires so much strength.
That's
So,
true.
yeah.
Definitely helps a lot. And I mean, a lot of people, they're not even there for the flexibility or just to learn the split, or so they just want to have a good flow, want to have a good body awareness, and just do it to feel better, to feel great. That's, I feel like, most people why they attempt yoga.
Totally. Yes, and I think we come again from the different, because our approach here in Europe is, again, we come in from this physical point. I think people have different reasons why they enter the yoga class,
Yes.
but but very often it's like, oh, I want to be more flexible, or I want to shift some body fat, or I want to burn a few calories. But is that trips to India, like they've got you, this is I was so blessed that I've learned from those people where yoga is everywhere, and for them yoga is all about the breath. You can practice yoga like sitting on a bench, and yoga has got so much more to it, and it's not only physical side, it's not only being on the mat, but practicing yoga completely off the mat. So being a nicer human, being a kinder person. So that's what yoga is. It doesn't matter that you are on this mat and practicing the poses, but if you are
Yes.
not a nice person outside of that, then does it really matter? So
That's true.
it just opens so many horizons. Like it's yoga is not only what you're doing every day on this mat, but literally how you act towards yourself, towards other people, like in everyday life.
Yeah, no, that's definitely so true. So you are 5 years into yoga now?
Completely, yes. Yes, and then it's funny because it was a lot of like letting ego, you know. It's like some of my students been practicing yoga for much more than I have. I think I always had this body awareness, obviously from my personal training point.
Yeah.
And again, like, it's so funny, like, when you are in the gym, you're working those abs, you want to have the six packs, whereas yoga gives you that inner strength again, like, so doesn't matter if you've got a six pack, but if you've got a strong core. And and like some of my students been practicing yoga longer than I have. And even some of my students and can do physically more than I have, or are more open on physical, you know, physically stronger, but it doesn't really matter. All, you know, it's like all as a yoga teacher is this compassionate heart and creating, I think, a safe space for other students to open and to let go and to do the practice. And all, again, this physical aspect goes on a second space. It's just sharing the energy. And I feel like absolutely blessed to and honored to be a yoga teacher. It's such a, and for me, it's just a happy place. I just love it.
Yeah. I can definitely see that you're very happy and that smile is full of joy. But I mean, you also, the thing is with the comparison, a lot of people do that. And I mean, especially yoga, you do that for yourself. But of course, with the experience and work from working out in the gym, and especially when you did core exercises the right way, it definitely gives you an edge because you already have a strong core. So it's for me the same when I did sometimes yoga and yoga classes, all the ladies were impressed that I was so good, and I never really did yoga because it's from martial arts. I have that, you know, strong core and the flexibility, and so that's why it's a little bit different.
Yeah, no, totally. So I can understand that, yes.
And then they were all looking at me like, oh, how is that possible? Why is he so flexible? And they were all impressed. But, you know, when I do martial arts and you also stretch, and you stretch sometimes even more aggressive, because in martial arts, depending on the teacher and how the people are, sometimes we really stretch aggressive. So like with somebody standing or sitting on you, and in yoga, it's more flow and it's soft. But in martial arts, like we did it really hardcore sometimes.
You know, like, and I can relate, like I can relate to that. I think Ashtanga, the yoga that I practice, that method is, well, it is a bit more, I would say, aggressive too, because you've
That's
got
great.
That hands-on adjustment. So as the yoga teacher, we very often put hands on the students to help them to achieve those funky poses, which are very hard, like they look impressive. But I can relate, and I can absolutely, like, martial arts is more like functional training. So you will use more core, you will use your whole body, you've got flexibility and strength. Whereas if you give me someone from the gym who is
really
bench
strong.
Pressing and leg pressing like super heavy weights and ask them to come for the yoga class, and very often their core is completely, yes, and they shaking like a leaf, even holding the plank, or, you know, doing the basic core exercises. So it's very sometimes funny to watch, and it's very often as well about dropping the ego, because with yoga, you know, it's not going to be always, you're not going to be looking perfect in the
Yeah.
poses. And some of the poses you keep trying, you keep trying, you're falling down on your ass, basically. You look ridiculous, but you keep going. And that putting the work, maybe eventually the pose will come to you, or maybe not. And it's like accepting the body as well, accepting that this is who I am, this is my body. Sometimes we've got different proportions, as you know, from martial arts and different lifestyles. And this is like accepting who I am, how my body is,
Yes.
and at the same time, being happy for another students or teachers. They can do more, or they can do better physically as well. So it is the part of the journey. So not becoming competitive on that mat, but being happy with who you are and being happy for other people too. So yes, it's
Yes,
all learning.
That's definitely, you have to be, you know, patient and also have that passion for something. And then when you do it long enough, I mean, you will improve anyway with the time. If I'm just looking at your pictures and what you can do, I mean, your flexibility is perfect, your shape is
Oh,
perfect, like everything is on point.
bless you. Thank you so much. I haven't heard so many compliments in a long
Well,
time.
you're welcome.
Thank you
You
so much.
definitely deserve it. It's just true. I'm always impressed when somebody knows how to control their body and has different skills, because most people, like you said, in the gym, they just train for the looks. And even the abs, a lot of times when people have the abs, it's just from nutrition and because they just, you know, have lower body fat, but they're not really strong. And I also know a lot of people who just work out in the gym, they don't really train their core. It's just, of course, when you watch your nutrition, you have automatically the six pack, but there's no function to that. And in martial arts, it's or in yoga, it's not possible, because you need that strong core, otherwise you hurt yourself.
Absolutely, yes. And you know, and then in the gym as well, like from, you know, I've been working in the gym for a long time, and there's also like a lot of substances that coming through the
Yes.
body to give them, and this is not the path towards health, I think. So I was always, because obviously with my experience with depression, I would never do that. Like I'm very aware, like I don't drink alcohol at all, and my
That's great.
priority was always health. And that's and I think that's what was, you know, missing. So, you know, like with me being in a gym, and I could never achieve this dry look. I could push the weights, I could do how many sit-ups, whatever I wanted, but I would never have this perfect six packs. And I was always looking with envy at the girls who had, like, competing bodybuilding. But on the other hand, I knew
That's not good.
that this is coming with some really strong
Of
fat
course.
burners, or even
Yes.
worse things, that
Yes.
they are very harmful for your body. So,
True.
you know, and it's a short-term solution, because
Yeah.
you start going that path, you start going that route, that the six pack is an addictive feeling. So you want more,
Yes.
or, you know, you want more harmful stuff,
Yeah.
and it's never going to be long-term healthy path. So
That's true.
yeah.
That's true. Yeah, and especially for a lady also, it's different with cutting weight, because for the hormones it has a different effect. I mean, I can just say that from martial arts, when people sometimes watch these UFC MMA fights, so when they do the weight cuts, so sometimes they cut within 2 or 3 days, they cut 20-30 pounds. I mean, the ladies a little bit less, but nonetheless it's very hard for the organs and everything, because
Oh,
when you cut
totally.
15 pounds in 2 days and then you weigh just for the weighing 115, and as soon as the weighing is over, a day later they weigh already 130 again, it's not good for the hormones and it can attack the organs, so
Oh,
that's why it's not
absolutely.
good.
Yeah, and it's like, and it's so sad, really, like that, you know, and in the gym, and I've been there, that, you know, I was eating back in the days like chicken and broccoli. I was so scared of carbs. I was even so scared of any fruits, because there was this myth that you know, all the fruits
Yeah.
are, it's too much
It's
sugar.
bad.
And
Yeah.
I was never able to achieve this dry look. And it was this first, I did tell you, this first yoga class, and I didn't know what to expect. And the girl who was taking the class is Gemma Williams. She had such an amazing aura, and I've looked around, and I've looked at those the girls and ladies around me. They were all in a small brass, but none of them was perfect. None of them had
Yes.
the six packs, and I felt, whoa, and so coming from the gym to enter this space where you
It's
feel,
different,
yeah,
yeah.
and especially as you say for the ladies, it's such a, especially with social media, it's such a strong pressure to look certain way. And then you can see on my photos, I don't have a six pack, and I practice every day, and I mean,
Well,
like,
you
I
don't
do
need
so
to.
many but you know, it's just finding that happiness, and I think, yeah, just accepting yourself and feeling strong inside is, yeah, so.
Well, but you definitely don't need to have a six pack to look great. I mean, like I said, you look still perfect, and six pack, having a six pack as a lady is also, comes with a lot of, downfalls or bad things on the side as well, like lowering your body fat too much,
Yeah,
just to have that
yeah.
moment. So it's so good. So you can be happy with yourself because, like I said, you look perfect. So there's no reason for you to feel
Oh,
ashamed or
bless you.
so. Yeah.
Thank you.
Fair work. It's just true. So yeah, how do you train these days? Because back then, obviously, you trained only with weights and the typical, gym stuff. So how do you train these days? You still combine weight training with yoga or just yoga completely?
Yes, so I practice Ashtanga. So Ashtanga is the method, and it's a very traditional form of yoga, which requires to it's 90-minute sequence or even longer if you advancing it to the intermediate series. But the primary series where you start is 90 minutes practice, and obviously, you start building up your strength. It's very strong practice with lots of pressing, and the methods, you're slowly building up to practice 5, 6 times a week. So it's quite demanding, and this is the journey. So to start with, you have to learn how to listen your body too, because when I was working before and still in a gym, I started practicing. I was getting up at 5 o'clock a.m. to do my practice. I was working, teaching still so many classes, and doing so many personal trainings, and my body was up. Absolutely exhausted. So practicing that 90-minute sequence, and I mean, like, I was so hungry for it. I want it, but then I hit the wall, because physically, with such an active lifestyle, and I cycle everywhere, and I was teaching maybe 20 classes, different classes. It was too much. So, you know, my body collapsed many times, and then lockdown happened, and I stopped. I was forced to stop, and then I've realized, whoa, I was
Was
so
too much, yeah.
tired. It was too much. So, yes, if you're asking me, how is my practice now? I still do 5 times a week. I would say 6 times my practice, but some days I take it a bit softer approach. Sometimes I take it stronger, and I'm still learning that the process of being kind to your body and learning where the body gives you the signal to stop is still very, very hard for me, because mentally, I want to do it and I feel so
Yeah,
much
you want to do
better.
more.
And sometimes I neglect those signs that my body tells me to. And then even recently, you can see I've got the injury here on my shoulder that was always. And again, like my ego was higher, and I was thinking, oh, yeah, I've got a little niggle there and there. And I wasn't listening. And then when you don't listen to what your body tells you to, then you end up
Definitely.
being injured. So it is, I still, I mean, like, I still find it very, very hard to really, and I mean, really listen to my body and to accept where it is today. And not go like fully and yes, and I support myself because Ashtanga is like so much pressing, so I'm trying to compensate that pressing with some stuff in the gym, like especially for the back with some pulling, some work for the back with some pulling movements, with some hanging, and yeah, and just sometimes just do something different.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely very important to always work the opposite side of the body, especially the back chain. A lot of people don't work it because they always work the front because it's the one that looks good and you're always pushing a lot. But the back side really gives you the strength. So if you have a strong lower back, strong glutes, hamstrings, and just in general your back, then you're very strong and it prevents you against injuries. Because in my opinion, it's not normal to have all these injuries. When you train right, you can definitely prevent them. And so that's why I think it's very
Or at
important to
least
work on the back.
you can try. Yes, that the
Well,
injuries.
if the injuries happen by in the action itself, let's say you do martial arts and you're in the fight that happens, then of course that's different. But while you train, these things shouldn't happen because that just means then you weren't really prepared or didn't really warm up or it was too much stress. But because when you train right, you can definitely prevent against that. And how do you eat these days? Do you have also like a specific meal prep or you just try to eat as healthy as possible?
Again, it was a journey. So when I did tell you when I was in a gym and doing a lot of weight training, then obviously I was like a proper gym buddy, avoiding all the carbs, all the fruits. It was eating every 2, 3 hours, like the little portion of some chicken or fish or with some vegetables. And then I did start practicing yoga, and what happened that all of a sudden my senses somehow changed, and I couldn't stand the smell or texture or the look of meat. So from I was literally already in the packs and packs of chicken breasts into my flats, that I was freezing, defrosting, like doing the boxes for the day. And then all of a sudden something shifted, and I just could not stand that the smell of that meat. So that was a natural process. And then before that I used to have like a lot of problems with my skin, so I ditched dairy. And that was my choice. So that happened before, and then I was still eating some eggs and fish. And then we've watched one of the documentaries on Netflix about going vegan, and I was like, yes, it is the best way. And then cold turkey, I went vegan for 3 months. The first 2 months I was feeling amazing, especially supporting my yoga practice. And then you know, like again, like yoga people can be very judgmental. They can tell about the food.
Yes.
And I've lost you for a moment, sorry.
No, it's
And
all good.
then yeah, and so that you will probably you will know that so many as part of the yoga to be non-violence to other beings. So a lot of practitioners are plant-based or vegan, and Yes, so I went three months cold turkey, but I haven't done much research. I was thinking, oh, it's always the best thing, best diet, and I hit the wall and my energy dropped, and I was feeling, oh, just didn't have energy at all to do my practice, to live my life, and I reintroduced a little bit of fish and eggs. And I would say at the moment I try to listen to my body again. So at 90% I'm plant-based. If I've got desire to have a little bit of fish or eggs, I would probably follow that instinct. Still I cannot face the meat. I don't know why, but yes, I would say I go with the flow. Majority, you see, I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, but if I feel like I need a little bit of an egg or a fish, I'm fine with that.
Well, I think it's definitely a great way to approach it, to go with the flow, because I mean, you're very healthy anyway, and it's definitely awesome what you achieved so far. Is there anything else you want to say? Maybe some last advice or something you want to promote also?
No, I just say like definitely for everyone. I just wanna inspire all people who feel a bit lower with any depression and anxiety to give them that with my own example with to give them hope that they can make the full recovery with wherever and however dark is the place that they are right now, they can make the full recovery. And obviously, now I appreciate life so much more. I'm hungry for life, and I look around and there's so much beauty in this world, and in small things, and literally, like when you are in this dark place, then you see the world coming out of this darker place with different eyes. And I just wanna, like, maybe it doesn't need to be yoga, but find something you love doing in being in the nature, and nourish your body, and then maybe go for a walk. Just find something you love and give yourself to it, because yeah, the world is still a great place. I know that there's a lot of misery in those days, but it is still a beautiful place to explore and to be happy in.
Yes, no, that's so true. And what you said, it's just amazing. And I think you can help a lot of people with your example. And I really appreciate you for your time. Thank you so much. And I hope we can do
You're
many more
welcome.
podcasts
My
in the
pleasure.
future.
Have a beautiful Sunday,
You too.
everyone, and thank you for having me today.
Anytime. And I hope to see you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much.
That's it from the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host, Khalid, and my guest today was the lovely and wonderful Anna. And we talked about her journey into fitness, health, yoga, living in Poland, moving to the UK, getting through depression with exercise, working out, getting your body and mind into a good place, and many more things. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow her on Instagram if you want to know more about the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and all available platforms. Just type in the Martial Arts Show 2.0. You'll find me there. Thank you for the support. Until next time, bye everybody.